Here's a thought I'll title Photographic Realism. A couple of days ago, I mentioned that I was staying with a friend whose house is completely decorated with arts of all kinds, not just visual arts hanging on the wall, although there were lots and lots of those, but all kinds of other little artistic expressions, little carvings and ceramic figurines, etc. And the variety of different types of wall art were fascinating. Dry point etchings, watercolors, photographs, a few commercially printed posters even. There was every kind of art medium you could possibly want. It was fascinating just to walk through her home and look at the artwork that she's collected and surrounded herself with. In doing so, when looking at one of the photographs she had hanging on the wall, it leapt into my consciousness how photography certainly has a reputation for being the most real medium for showing things. Every detail, every little bit of light, every nuance is visible in a photograph, which can't be said about watercolor or oil paintings or pen and ink drawings. She had a few linoleum cuts and some original lithographs. They were all fascinating, but not realistic. They were an expression of the medium, used with skill to create an interesting visual impression. But they weren't as real as the photographs that were on her wall. And that got me thinking about photographic realism. I found myself asking a question about whether or not photographic realism is a virtue, or is it a characteristic that sort of separates it, isolates it from the rest of the world of visual arts. All other visual arts share a characteristic that they are interpretations of the world. And we don't care if the colors are accurate. We don't care if the drawing is to scale. We don't care if the leaves are stylized or accurately drawn. Everything in all of the other visual media is an interpretation that's meant to communicate some emotional response to the world, except photography, which has as one of its fundamental characteristics the accuracy of optics. So I'm thinking about this. I'm wondering about whether or not that's actually a virtue, or is it a little bit of a curse, or is it both, that photography can be so pin-sharp, tack-sharp, tone-sharp accurate. And then there was a photograph on her wall that had obviously been highly manipulated. So it lost its photographic realism and became more of an abstract. It didn't look to me like it was a Photoshop manipulation. It may have been, I don't know. It looked more like it was the kind of thing that combined maybe in-camera movement and under-the-enlarging lens distortion, so that the photograph took on a sort of painterly appearance. I couldn't decide how to think about that photograph. Was it very cool because it fit so much more comfortably amidst all the other media that was on her walls? Or did the photographer in me find that piece upsetting because it had lost its photographic quality? And of course, the first thing I thought of was the age-old war between the F64 group and the William Mortensen kind of pictorialism. So this has been a debate that's been going on with photography forever, I guess. But there I was, looking at these images on my friend's wall, wondering whether pinpoint accuracy of reproduction was actually handicapping the photography from being considered a related art medium, with all the linoleum cuts and pen and ink drawings and watercolors and oil paintings that were on her wall. I guess the one thing that is an incredible virtue about photography is that we can do both. We can make a tack-sharp, accurate reproduction that shows every little vein in a leaf if we need to and if we want to, in ways that are not very possible with watercolor and other media. But then we can also manipulate those tack-sharp images, either with Photoshop or with other methods, to make any other kind of emotional representation we want. Maybe that's the thing we need to focus on in photography, is not one aesthetic or another, but the fact that it's the one medium that seems to have access to all the different methods of emotional expression.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.